fine. All right, Marchbanks, hey, the second moto, you got like a fifth or sixth place start, which for you is basically a fucking hole shot. So what did you do second moto that you really haven't done all year too much? Like, what happened? Or do you know the instant you get off the gate, you're like, yep, good one?
Yeah, I mean, that was a great jump. No, honestly, this week we tried a lot of new things and just found an amazing package that really helped. That helped.
Something that Kitch tried?
Yes. Okay. All of us. We all tried it yesterday, and we all ran it today, and that's why our starts were all a lot better today.
First moto wasn't for you.
No, I mean, I don't like blaming anyone, okay. But my button came undone right as I released my clutch.
All right, okay.
Hit me right in the chest. I was like, lovely. Everyone's going to think I just really suck at starts still.
Well, I actually tweeted, hey, guess what? Marchbanks got a bad start, and now he's ripping through the pack. Like, I actually said that.
Yeah. I sat there and just, like, I was like, this sucks. Okay. I was like, hell of a way to start the day. But
so you might have had two good ones, not for the button.
Yeah, I mean, the first one, I don't know. It was just, like, it was such a rush getting all this stuff done with the start stuff this week, yeah. So it wasn't like we had weeks on it, but it was definitely a lot better. I was able to use second gear again,
okay.
So that was sick. But no, I just wish how I started the last moto and how that setup we had, I wish we had that at least even just halfway through the season, because yeah. Man, that was nice to start up there.
Yeah, I bet, man. It was odd for you. What a battle you had going on with Thrasher. No. Yeah, Thrasher.
Yeah,
dude.
Thrasher.
Yeah.
Track was so hard to pass. I mean,
it always is.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the worst ones I've raced at the end of the day. Like, I mean, not I thought the track was fun how rough it got, but just the line selection just sucked. But no, I mean, dude, that dude played some insane defense. Like, anytime I'm like, "All right, Nate, I'm going to come in here and make the pass." Hard right, hard left. I'm like, dude, I really like Nate. I really don't want to hit Nate.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And finally, like, with, like, three laps go, I was like, all right, I've had enough of it. I'm going to come in, and either we're both going down or you're going to let me by. And I kind of did a more of a scare tactic on him. And finally hopped out of the red, let me by. I was like, are you serious? Like, we could have done this six laps ago, so I could have maybe chased after Levi. But, no, it was good. He rode good. It was cool to see him back up there with us.
You never quite know which Nate Thrasher is going to show up.
No, I mean, it happens. It's part – we all go through it. I mean, I went through it, and I finally, after 6 years of freaking being pro, I finally put a season somewhat together. So, no, he rode good. It was fun. Had a good flow. I just wish we didn't have the red flag because, I mean, by the time I – before the red flag, I caught Levi and was, like, right on him. So, I was, like – I already felt like I was going to make some passes quick. And after that, I got put behind who was it? Bolin. So it was like, I was like, great. I spent three laps prior before the red flag, past the Bolin. Now I got to do this all over again. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It is what it is, but it was a solid day. I mean,
what a season. Got a contract, rode your balls off. Yeah, what an outdoor year, man. You got to be so happy. You passed 283 guys. Did you see that stat?
Is that how many it was?
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
260, 280, something like that in 11 rounds.
Yeah, I mean, I hope I get some type of award. They probably won't.
No, you're going to get nothing.
No, I don't get anything. I'm like the redhead.
TV interview.
No, I'm the redhead stepchild. And, like, Jason Thomas sitting there, like, talking trash on me during the women's moto about my starts.
Wow.
I was like, hey, man.
I mean,
see, I was like, hey, man, I don't remember how many podiums you have, but.
He's got none.
Yeah, well.
Well, he won German championship a couple times.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, bro. Like.
Hey, I think you got a career number. Phil said in a text that you're going to pick 82 or something, or 83. I don't know. Whatever your amateur number was.
No. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, 82, me and my dad talked about it. That's probably what he thought about was when I brought it up. But I don't know. I have some ideas. I thought about 10 just because it's a low number.
Yeah.
But I'd love 20 for Brock. I got to talk to him still about it. I don't think he'd have an issue. Like, it's more of a respect thing. I just, I want to honor that. I mean, Brock's been just a great mentor to me this year. I mean, I can't thank him enough. I mean, the dude, like, he didn't have to work with me. He could have said no, and that was just, I mean, the work he's helped me do and, like, put it together. I mean, wouldn't have been, without him, I probably wouldn't have had my contract. I wouldn't have been able to get an outdoor podium and all the career bests I've had, so. I mean, I'll definitely ask him, but the old trusty 36 is, I've had some great runs with that one. I mean,
450 wise too. You were 36, yeah, right?
36. I got a career moto podium, outdoor podium in the lights this year, career win. I think like three other podiums with it. So, and I don't know. It might
29
be
in honor of Phil.
I mean,
he's done a lot for you. That's what he tells us.
I mean, yeah, I love Phil, but like, Phil's also a dickhead. But yeah. I mean, I don't know. No, Phil's great. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What he only ran 29 once though. Yeah, like, he never got a permanent number.
No.
I mean, what I remember, Phil was 46. He was always 46. I felt like on the JGR days.
Yeah, 46 on a Yamaha, on a Suzuki, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those were always days too when I was on Supermates. He just cleaned me out for no reason on the Supercross track. But no, I don't know yet. I mean, I don't know. For me, 36 would be cool. I've got a few weeks to decide about it, and then yeah.
Awesome. Well, hey, great job this year. Really cool to talk to you. SMX coming up.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for it, and thank you for having me.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks, Gary. Thanks. Appreciate